We actually run an exchange with a network of suppliers. We have over 598 supplier contacts across the country. So what we do with GSA is we sit down with the contracting officers and the regional coordinators, and if they're looking to buy natural gas, electricity, or green-related products for their facilities in New York or New Jersey, we help facilitate the process with our team, our technology, and our exchange. So we'll sit down with the contracting officer, the regional coordinator. We'll help them pull their historical usage data. We'll normalize it. We will help the supplier community understand what their requirements are. You know, do they want to buy a one-year fixed price contract, where the markets are clearing at? We will walk them through that process, and we will set a date and time to actually run an auction. So it's a very transparent process where all of the suppliers are notified, all of their questions they asked are posted online. It's a 100% transparent process. So we take the requirements. So GSA may need to buy $3 million worth of electricity for the next 18 months for their New York facilities. We go to 100% of the supplier base that serves that market, that meets their counterparty credit requirements. We post GSA's contract online. We answer any questions from the suppliers. We post those answers online. Very transparent process. On that specific day, all of the suppliers compete real time and bid down the price. So again, transparent.
Almost like a reverse auction.
It's a reverse auction. Yeah. We bid the price down. All of the suppliers see the then leading price, and at the end of the day, we extract the then lowest market price out of the marketplace on that given day.
My goodness, I have so many questions. First off, energy. I would think, you know, when I'm buying energy, we plug into the wall, and the Pepco bill comes, or whomever bill comes, and we pay it. That's not the way it works for government.
No, it is not. So for government customers, commercial and industrial customers in about 40% of the United States, they actually have choice as to who their electricity or natural gas supplier will be. So much like when phones deregulated back in 1986, your local phone provider provided your lines and your local service, but you could pick your long-distance provider. Today in the electricity markets, most 40% of government customers across America have choice. So in New York, there may be 8 to 10 suppliers that want to bid on GSA's electricity requirements very competitively.
And
so GSA will benefit from the competition, the number of suppliers to bid that price down.
So would GSA's or a government agency's price be less than, say, I would pay as just a normal customer?
It's really dependent upon the marketplace and the load factor. So typically, if, you know, it may depend. If you're a user at home and you're using your power primarily off-peak, what determines your rate is volume and load factor, time of day use. So it's very dependent account by account, and the local market may subsidize residential rates at this point also. So there are multiple markets across the country, and that's why it's very important to understand the rules, regulations, and the market changes that may change monthly or quarterly. And our team and our process and our technology help customers understand those market changes on a daily basis, and then, you know, buy the right product and extract the lowest price out of the market.
You talked about this historic usage data. What is that? And that seems, when you're trying to grasp a data within an organization, often can be difficult to do. How easy is it to get to that and then, as you say, normalize it?
Correct. There's certainly work to do. So we work with our government customers to go back and pull the most recent 12 months historical data from the utility. So we'll pull that data, we'll normalize it, we'll look for any inconsistencies, errors in the bill, and we post that online to the suppliers so they have an accurate picture of what the last 12 months consumption has been. And then moving forward, if GSA needs to buy a 12-month fixed price contract, the supplier has an accurate picture of what that load will look like moving forward.
And do most organizations have accurate numbers on that usage data?
Well, typically the suppliers require it from the utility, so we work with our customers and we facilitate that process, and we will pull it directly from the utility. Because many customers may or may not have the data in one place, and the suppliers really require utility quality data, and we work with all of the deregulated utilities across the United States to pull that data, and we have that on our system. So whether it's an electronic handshake, we've set up that process, and we do it on a daily basis for our customers because we do operate in every deregulated market in the U.S.
Wow. Talk about this auction process because, well, I think most people haven't heard of reverse auctions, and an auction for energy almost reminds people of think back to the Enron days, and there was some good stuff that came out of that. Reverse auctions, what a fascinating process. This is essentially like eBay, but you're bidding the prices down rather than bidding the prices up.
Correct. Exactly. So instead of going to Sotheby's and you're bidding up the price of a Picasso,
right?
You know, we have a government customer that wants to buy $10 million worth of electricity over the next 12 months. In our reverse auction, the suppliers come in, they see that they would like to be the winning bidder to supply that $10 million worth of electricity. So we may have 8 suppliers. We may run a 15-minute auction for that 12-month supply contract. Mm. So the bidders don't know how many bidders there are. They're blind. They only see the then leading low price.
Mm.
So the bidders come in and just continually bid the price down, and then there's a hard stop. So at the end of the auction, they know, oh, there may be 5 seconds left, and you could be the winning, you could be the leading bidder and know you're the leading bidder. But is somebody going to come in and snipe you with a lower price? So a lot of times within 8 seconds left, 20% of the time, the then leading bidder with the low price will undercut their own price, even though they didn't have to, because they just want to be sure they win that contract.
They don't get undercut at that last second. Yeah.
Right. So it really benefits the buyer. Because they're extracting the absolute lowest price out of the market at that given point in time.
And the whole transparency of this process, that's just fantastic.
Absolutely. We've run thousands of events on behalf of our government customers with zero successful protests because it's just very transparent, open. Suppliers, customers, market observers, typically really enjoy the process and recommend it moving forward because it's just very transparent for all parties involved.
Mm. This deal is with GSA, but is there larger... this isn't just for GSA, or is it just for GSA?
It's for GSA, and I believe any federal agency, if GSA permits
Great.
It, can utilize the contract vehicle.
And talk a little bit about, because everyone's talking sustainability, getting more green. GSA itself is trying to get to a zero carbon footprint. Are there aspects of this that help them move in that direction?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have procured on behalf of GSA green power. So we've bought physical green power for them. And because it's a very e-liquid, non-transparent market, the green market, it's still early in the green market space. So when you apply our transparency and our reverse auction, it typically has a very good effect and lowers the price. Because it creates transparency and liquidity in a non-transparent e-liquid market.
Yeah.
So GSA may be able to look at, if they want to buy 12 months worth of power, we could ask for, run an auction, we're going to do it generic, then 1% green, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, and they may find that a supplier is willing to supply them with 2 or 3% green at no additional cost. Or at a cost lower than they expected. So instead of their budget for 2%, they buy 5%.
Huh.
So we have bought green power for federal agencies.
Wow. And it seems like even having that usage data and thinking about that is it's, they always say, recognizing where you stand today is part of the first step.
Correct. Yeah. Exactly. So with the usage data, the first auction may be for a 12-month fixed-price contract for 100% generic power. 8 suppliers bid. The winning supplier bids, and, they bid 6 cents. Well, in the second auction, GSA is asking for, what would it cost if I had 5% green? some of those losing suppliers in the first tranche, now that they're educated that, hey, we lost, the bid was 5 cents, you know what, we're going to bid 5 cents and include 5% green at no additional cost. That's the other value that the auction creates for GSA. It gives pricing feedback to the losing suppliers, and we typically run multiple auctions on a day of an event so we can educate the suppliers to the clearing price, and then the customer benefits because that supplier may say, well, I know if I bid, you know, 5% green at the same price as generic power in the last event, that will most likely be selected. So again, that squeezes out margin out of the suppliers and benefits GSA. Under this new contract, we do have the opportunity to look at some new opportunities, such as demand response and running auctions for federal agencies where they could actually bid out their demand response. Demand response is a market where today utility customers are actually paid to, you know, maybe shut off their lights or turn on their backup generation during peak load capacity days on the grid. So if you participate in a program, you may get paid $100,000 a year to turn on your backup generation, you know, twice a year in August on a very hot day when the utility calls you. In the past, typically customers have shared revenue with the aggregator of this product, 50-50 or 60-40. Through our auction, we believe that customers will be able to get a revenue share in their favor of 80 to 90%. So, you know, increasing that take by 10 to 30% in favor of the customer. So we're actually auctioning off demand response, and that's a new product and service we can provide to our government customers moving forward.